That's in Plymouth, yeah. It's on the Hoe in Plymouth. And it's a gable end, which is, pretty run down, but as you can see, it's got ivy growing up it, and a big dent in the middle where the fireplaces used to be, I suppose. And I just, did a Trompe l'Oeil mural over the top of it. People used to see it going up on the Hoe and things, And
How
that's
did you
the
get?
one. That's the one where he complained. This, councillor there, kept saying it was a waste of time, doing that. We did, I was staying in the hotel across the way, and you could see people looking out the windows, looking at it, and I could go up and see it from a distance as well. So it was quite nice of me.
What did you say to the councillor?
I didn't say a lot, but the guy who was running all came along. He said, "Don't you?" Took him away, and I proper talked to him, I suppose, which I wouldn't have done. I was surprised. Go away. I wouldn't have been like that. I wouldn't know a lot of the politics of it, It went to the Daily Mirror as well, that story.
Did it?
Hard to believe.
So how did you get this job?
I think he'd just seen that the other jobs I've did, like Covent Garden, the townhouse, and they wanted some, a Trompe l'Oeil building like that. That's all I got. A lot of those jobs, really. You just see, they see another one, they top it.
So, who were they that you talked about?
Just the Plymouth Council.
Oh.
That's why I said this guy complained. Council complained for that. Should go towards the homeless.
And was that the planning department or the
Probably,
arts department?
Yeah, I know. I used to see one guy, he used to come up and he saw the original. I think it was the other couple of guys with him seeing my original plans again, how it would look. Yeah, shame they all go. That's gone.
And did you do more in Plymouth or
No, that was it.
just
I was trying to think of the guy. Actually, he was doing murals in Plymouth.
Lenkovitz?
Yeah. He was there, doing. He'd done his already.
Yes, the big one on the
Yeah,
Hoe.
all the place. Yeah, I went round and had a chat to him. My brother-in-law was Polish. He said he's saying a lot of old things to you, because I didn't know what he was saying a lot of the time. God, he's probably more or less saying, what are you doing that, But I went up to his studio and he's got girls draped in velvet traipsing around, and it's like, and his boots he wears, it's just like something from the past, a big cloak. And strange character.
So did you get on?
No. Not with somebody like that. I'm complete opposite, I'm working class, really. I work, not drift around like a famous artist, like Rubens or something or whatever. I think he thought of himself as that,